BBC News. Campaigning is drawing to a close ahead of the first round of voting in France's presidential election. The final day was overshadowed by the Islamist attack in Paris on Thursday, which prompted some candidates to cancel their final appearances. But all addressed the issue of national security. The National Front's Marine Le Pen called for border closures and expulsions, which prompted the Prime Minister, Bernard Cazeneuve, to accuse her of trying to make political capital from the death of a policeman. The Pentagon says US troops have targeted and killed a close associate of the Islamic State leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, in a commando raid in Syria. A spokesman said Abdurrahman al-Uzbeki was killed earlier this month. He said al-Uzbeki had been involved in plotting the New Year's Eve attack on a nightclub in Istanbul, in which at least 39 people died. Officials in northern Afghanistan say more than 70 Afghan soldiers have been killed in a Taliban attack on a military base outside the northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif. Fighting continued late into the day, and officials said they expected the number of dead to rise. The attackers targeted the mosque and dining facilities at the camp. Chinese police have arrested 10 people accused of manufacturing counterfeit skin cream products. The group was found with more than $3 million worth of makeup, which they sold online as well-known luxury foreign cosmetics labels. At least 11 people have been killed in another night of looting and violence in Venezuela at the end of 2 days of protests against the socialist government of Nicolas Maduro. Emergency services in South Africa say at least 19 school children were killed when their minibus collided with a truck. The accident happened near the capital, Pretoria. Police say it's not yet clear how the crash happened. BBC News.